It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Efforts are underway to restore the Coriopolis train station. This week, the train station project received a grant from the Allegheny Foundation, allowing them to begin the second phase of their renovation in late July. Vacant since the 1980s, the station will become an integral part of the community once again, thanks to a group of dedicated volunteers, as we learn in this audio postcard.
My name is Sean Reed. I'm the project manager for the restoration of this train station that is so beautiful and endearing. And I head up the volunteer crews and the team that is trying to restore this within the next 2 years. The station was built between 1884 and 1886 by a firm that was started by Henry Hobson Richardson. There are three train stations in western Pennsylvania that can claim that. This one in Glassport, Pennsylvania, which is kind of defunct now, and one in Newcastle that I understand is no longer there. And every other train station that you see in small towns across the Northeast really have the same kind of architectural features. In this station, the porte-cochere next to the station itself, where folks would be dropped off to come and go, the use of original stone and original material as much as possible, handmade nails wherever possible, and then some of the roofing features, the gables, the local Romanesque feeling to it. In fact, this style is called Richardson Romanesque, which is the same as the Allegheny County Jail. When we started last fall in earnest trying to get the structure stabilized, we thought the roof was going to be our biggest problem because there was a hole in one section of it and water was leaking down, and we determined that we didn't think it was going to survive one more hard winter. So we pulled together and got another structural survey done, and it turned out the roof wasn't our biggest problem after all. The building ran as a railroad station up until the late 1970s, I'm told. At that point, it was vacant for a few years, and then a local auto parts store, Station Auto Parts, moved in. And as far as I know, they abandoned it in the early 1990s. The group that owns it now purchased it in 2006 and then donated it immediately to a nonprofit organization that we founded called the Coriopolis Community Development Foundation.
My name is Stacey Christie, and I'm here with the Coriopolis Train Station Project. I'm standing in front of our booth for the Coriopolis Days. We're showcasing the current project and attempting to spread to the community where we're at and where we're going and where we've been. It's really the central point of this town. It's going to link three trails, one coming from Neville Island, one coming from Montour, and the other the Ohio River Greenway Trail. So it's going to be a wayside point for people traveling through our town. And it's also central to the business district and a great meeting point for our residents. I was partnered with the train station because they thought it would be a great opportunity to showcase the items that they found stored in the train station. Bottles, an Edison bulb, a really great metal sign. We've also found tons and tons of tickets of the people that actually took the train for school, for work, for going to war. There's just hundreds of these ticket stubs, and we're in the process of digitizing all of those. We've been working closely with the Beaver Station. They took on a very similar project. They had a train station that needed to be remodeled, much bigger than ours, a much larger project. But they've actually completed it and made it into an event center and a community center. And the interesting thing is, not only has it been really successful, but it has been the linchpin for that community to trigger growth throughout the downtowns. They've really mentored us through this process and given us a vision of where we can go with this and how it's been done before.
the key to success that we're having now and that we're seeing in other parts of Coraopolis, there's some other redevelopment going on, is just this commitment that you don't care what the local government does, you're going to band together and get your hands dirty and just try to see things happen. And right now we've got a great team of volunteers here. There's a number of other folks in Coraopolis who are starting to invest back into the town, and we all sort of caught the vision at the same time. So this isn't an optional success. This is going to happen. We are going to turn this town around.